With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, May 2nd, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Well, it was deja vu all over again at the War Eagle Conference track meet last night in Paulina. The Hinton Blackhawk girls took home their second conference title in a row by a narrow two-point margin on a very cold and windy night. And the win impressed head coach Robin Moore, who has been in the track world for a long time.
I tell you what, it's one of the best efforts I've seen by a girls track team in a long time.
The Blackhawks have proven to be a very deep team, with every event having someone who can score a lot of points for the team. Coach Moore says that makes things easy when trying to figure out which events to put competitors in and when to move them around.
You know, they really work hard. They do what we ask of them to do in practice, in the meets. We time to move around different events, you know, to gain points. That's what we did tonight. We knew it was going to be close. It was, before we got off the bus, all we ever say is, hey, let's give 100%, and wherever the chips fall, that's where they fall. And luckily for us tonight, they fell in our way.
That deepness that the Blackhawks have in being able to move people around shows especially in the relays. Those relays also highlight how tight-knit this team is and how they run for the good of the team and not for the good of the individual. Coach Moore says that allows for some relays to shine when they're not expected to.
Yeah, the girls love running for each other. Tonight, you know, our 4x1 came in sitting seventh, or sixth, I guess. And they ended up fourth. That's a big 4 points. Without that, you know, we go home 2-point losers. I mean, in every relay, you know, they just buy in. They want to give 100% for each other, and that's great.
And, of course, Hinton's ultimate goal is to send as many events to the state track meet as possible. Coach Moore says they need to take advantage of every opportunity that presents itself in the next couple of weeks to get ready for the state qualifying meet.
Tomorrow we're going to rest, probably take, you know, come in, stretch, take the day off. I'm sure we're tired and sore. We've got Thursday, but, you know, we need to sharpen up a little bit, keep our minds focused on, you know, next Thursday and, you know, what it's going to take to get back down there to the state tournament, or I guess the state track meet.
Hinton is next in action on Thursday at a meet hosted by West Sioux. On the boys' side, it was more of the same. The Galen Catholic boys' track team enjoyed winning the War Eagle Conference title in 2022 so much, they decided to win it again last night. The Jays had some nice performances in the field events that helped push their point total higher than anticipated originally. Head coach Jeremy Schindler says that was good to make up for one major mistake in the relays.
Yeah, I thought for the most part we performed really well. We had some surprise points. We scored in the discus. We scored higher in the shot put than I thought we were going to. Long jumpers performed well, you know, and then we came out and we executed our race strategies pretty well. I thought we ran pretty well. The one mistake we made was in the 4x1. We dropped the baton and didn't place there, but, you know, so we probably lost out on 6 or 8 points there. But otherwise, I thought the guys did really well.
Galen's track team competes in a lot of sports together, giving them a great deal of chemistry. Coach Schindler says that shows when they compete for Galen to be successful rather than themselves.
They're a great group of competitors. That's what they've always done. I've put a huge emphasis on the team standings, and they've bought into that, and it's a credit to them because, you know, track is an individual sport, but there are team aspects to it. And so the credit all goes to them for buying into the team aspect, which is really cool.
The Jays are also very deep when it comes to who can compete at a high level in every event. Coach Schindler says that showed especially in the field events last night when guys scored higher than anticipated.
That's, I think, what makes us a really good team is that we are balanced. And you know, we were able to get 6 points or 4 points in the shot put and 2 points in the discus. And then I think 7 in the long jump. So, you know, it's the War Eagle Conference in terms of jumping and throwing is really tough conference. So to be able to score any points there is definitely a plus.
And the Jays now set their sights on the state qualifying meet, which is coming up in a little over a week. Coach Schindler says the guys need to continue to tighten things up to put their best times together.
Yeah, I mean, one, we need better weather, so we got to hope for better weather. But we need to take care of ourselves, make sure we're healthy going down the stretch here. Handoffs in the sprint relays definitely need to be tightened up. You know, the distance kids keep working. Their times are coming down, and they'll really fall once we get a good weather day. So, you know, everybody just needs to stay the course and make sure that we see this thing through to the end.
Galen Catholic is next in action at a meet hosted by West Sioux on Thursday. Let's take a look at some of the other highlights. We won't dive into a full individual breakdown on the Warrior Conference track meet, but we'll give you some of the highlights, including a great day for the MMCRU boys. Caden Gallus won the 3,200-meter run with a time of 10:39.98. He also won the 1,600-meter run with a 5:03.60. The Remsen St. Mary's girls team has some great sprinters and hurdlers. That showed last night in the shuttle hurdle. Of course, the Hawks won the state title in the shuttle hurdle last year. They might be poised to do it again. They took the top spot, 1:17.10. Claire Schrader of Remsen St. Mary's won the 100-meter hurdles, a time of 17.25 seconds. And then the 4x1 for the Hawks took the top spot, 53.75 seconds. Some field event highlights in the boys' shot put. Ian Blau, Drake Relays aficionado, he took the top spot, 51 feet 7 inches. He also won the discus with an impressive 163 feet 3 inch throw. And then in the boys' high jump, Lucas Braun of MMCRU, he took the top spot, 6 feet 1 inch. Of course, we'll have a full breakdown individually on our website at KLEM1410.com under the sports tab. Click on sports scores and results. Some of those other team standings, of course, Hinton won the girls' side. They won it by 2 points over Unity Christian, who had 163 points. Then it was South O'Brien in third. Remsen St. Mary's took fourth with 50 points. Galen Catholic fifth with 46 points. The MMCRU girls sixth with 24 points. And Akron Westfield was eighth with 15 points. On the boys' side, Galen Catholic first with 115 points. MMCRU was second with 96 points. Unity Christian third. Hinton took fourth with 81 points. Akron Westfield was eighth with 30 points. And Remsen St. Mary's did not put together any points on the team totals. To some other track action from yesterday, the Western Valley Conference track meet at Kingsley. On the girls' side, Ridgeview took the team title home with 175 points. Lawton Bronson was second. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central took third with 86 points. Some girls' highlights for them came in the field event. Allie Schweitzberger won the discus by nearly 33 feet with a throw of 132 feet 2 inches. Then she also messed around and won the shot put, 33 feet 8 and a quarter inches. On the boys' side of the conference meet in the Western Valley, it was Wes Monona taking the top spot with 117.5 points. OABCIG was second. Lawton Bronson third. All of them over triple digits. Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central was fifth with 68 points. Bo Goodwin took home the only win for the KPWC track team, 6 feet even in the high jump to take first place. Then finally, out to Storm Lake, where Lamar's community was participating in the Tornado Relays. Some highlights there in the boys' 100-meter dash. Sione Fafita PRs with a 10.89 second time to take first place. 200-meter dash saw Fafita take second, 22.5 seconds. And on the girls' side, Maddie Holes took second in the 200-meter dash at 26.5 seconds. 400-meter dash on the boys' side, Jude Doherty took the top spot, 56.92 seconds. Good time in the 800-meter run, boys' team, Alex Allen was second, 2 minutes and 7 seconds even. In the boys' high jump, Wanding Hosniang took the top spot, 6 feet 4 inches. Long jump saw Allie Cruz place second, 16 feet 5 inches. And the boys 4x4 and 4x8 each took home the first place finish. Some of the team standings there on the girls' side. Lamar's took third, 94 points. They were third to Spencer in first and MOC Floyd Valley in second. And on the boys' side of the meet, Spencer won the meet with 153 points. Spirit Lake was second. And then Lamar's took third with 127 points. Again, all these track breakdowns, including full individual results, are on our website under the sports tab. Click on sports scores and results. And we stay on our sports scores page for some golf action yesterday. It was the War Eagle Conference Boys Golf Tournament at the Ridge in Sioux Center. The Akron Westfield boys once again took home the title, 345 their score in the 18-hole tournament, 13 strokes better than Remsen St. Mary's, who took second with a 358. Unity Christian was third with a 361. Galen Catholic, 363, took fourth. Hinton was fifth, and MMCRU took home sixth. Some individual leaderboard highlights. Galen Catholic's Dawson Barthel tied for second with 82. Carter Wilkin and Jackson Marnock of Akron Westfield tied for fourth, shot an 84. Some other highlights. Caden Barrett of Hinton was sixth with an 85. Colin Homan and Hunter Pick of Remsen St. Mary's tied for 10th with an 89. And Casey Nix of MMCRU, best score for the Royals, 91. He placed 19th. We're going to hear from Todd Cold, head coach of the Westerner boys golf team, coming up in tomorrow's sportscast. The Western Valley Conference boys golf meet in Kingsley yesterday saw Woodbury Central take the top spot with 165 their score. Kingsley Pearson was second with a 169. OABCIG was third. And on the girls' side, the Kingsley Pearson girls golf team, they wrapped up the conference title, shooting a 197 in Holstein to take home the win. MVAOCOU was second. Ridgeview third. Jordan Sitzman of KP, she was the medalist in that tournament. She shot a 43. Great showing for the Panther girls golf team. And finally, on our sports scores and results page, we get down to boys tennis, where the Lamar's boys, they remained unbeaten in Warrigal Conference dual action. In Missouri River Activities Conference dual action. They took down East High big time 8-1. Only one singles loss, the only blemish for the Bulldogs in their duel. 8-3 win for Michael Meese in the singles. It was an 8-3 win for Ian Penne as well as Caden Wirth. And then double sweeps for the Bulldogs in a good showing there against East High yesterday. Now let's take a look at the sports schedule for today. Another busy day of spring sports around the area. We go to tennis, where the Missouri River Activities Conference tournaments take place in Omaha. Best of luck to the Bulldog girls and boys there. In girls soccer today, Lamar's Community is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Sioux City North is at Sergeant Bluff Luton. TJ is at East, and Helan is at West. In boys soccer, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln comes to town to take on the Bulldogs. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Sioux City North. Sioux City West is at Bishop Helan, and Sioux City East is at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. And today in girls golf, it is the Warrigal Conference Tournament at the Ridge. Girls turn in Sioux Center. Best of luck to our area girls golfers in action today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com. Follow us on our Twitter page as well. You'll see some highlights from yesterday's Warrigal Conference track meet. They're up on our Twitter page at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.